the makdash shebechor is kodesh merechem. The gaze namely there's no din kedusha on. You don't have to be makdash it. Mashenkin ma'isa beheman, you have to be makdash it. Umechira, you're allowed to sell a bechor, you're allowed to sell resh of the gaze, but ma'isa beheman you can't sell it. So Marin and v'hanach nefishin, and these are also more, so there are more reasons to learn out resh of the gaze from bechor rather than from ma'isa beheman. So Marin says still, the real answer is poshut mi poshut adlevlei. Still, since ma'isa beheman applies to all animals, lav dafka bechor, poshut means anyone, and who are din resh of the gaze also. Lafuki Bukhor, since Bukhor is only a special look in the firstborn, that's a different parsha. So that's Tranab Shimon, he makes the Xerah Shavuot, sign, from Rashid Zagaz to Maisa Beino. Just like over there, a Trefa is pot, there's no Mrs. Maisa Beino by Trefa, but there also, there's no Din Trefa, but there's no Din no Mitzvah of Rashid Zagaz by Beino, that's a Trefa. Here that Rishis Hagez ain't in the Gila Brachin. Rishis Hagez only applies to sheep and not to goats. Samar says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? Minohan Emili. Samar says, Amar Rav Chizda, Asya, Esakash Amar Chizda, how do we know this? Amar Chizda, Asya, Giza, Giza. Learn out from the Xerish Shabbat, Giza, Giza. Sivacha says here in Dvorim, Rishis Gez, Sancha, Titin Loi, that's what you give to the Kain. Or Ksiv, it says a pasuk in here, Ksiv Hossam, only gaze, Kivsei, Yishamim. From what you shear off from Kvosim, from the sheep, you should warm yourself. So, Ma'al Halon Kvosim, just like over there, gaze goes on Kvosim on sheep. So, Tayavkan also Kvosim, here also, it goes on Kvosim, goes on sheep. So, Mara says, no, Venele Veso, Giza, Giza, Mibchor, learn out from ready from the Pashas of Bechor. Tatani, learn like this. The pasuk says, by a Bechor, that Le Savoy, Bibchor, Sherecha. You can't work with the Bechor of Yeshua. For Lo Yisogru is Bechor Tzanechi. Now there's an Isra Gizer also. You can't shear off the wool over here. Now, Ein Li El Asof, I only know El Ashor Bavoida, that you're not allowed to work with an ox. If the ox is a Bechor, you can't work with it. If it's Soin Begizer, you're not allowed to shear off the wool, off the sheep. Minan, how do we know to say, Lite Nomer Shal Zeh Bezeh, V'yes Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh, means you can't even shear off the hair of an ox. How do we know that's also by a Bechor? Talmudim, where the pasuk says, "Loi savoid v'loi togus." So it says both "loi tavod" and "loi togus." So you see here by bechor, the Issa Giza not to shear off, even if you have an ox. If it's a bechor, so you're not allowed to shear off its wool, its hair. So see, there's an Issa Giza on hair. So maybe this should be the mitzvah of Rishis Hagez also on the hair of an animal. So Mara says, "On makor," the pasuk says, "Titein loi v'loi lasakli." Means give it to the Kohen that he should use it for his own clothing and not for a sack. So if you give him the hair, let's say of goats or a sheep or of an ox, all you can do is just to make a sack out of it. But to make it for clothing, that has to be wool. That's the diak. Yeah, to make wool out of it. Yeah. Rashi says, "Lo le mabush lo le sakia." The Giza Shuri ain't roi lo le sakia. Yeah, not if it's Elamiyatim or Elamiyatim, so, Noitzer Shal Izim L'chayif. If so, you have the Noitzer, the hair, from goats, you should be chayif to give to the Kohen. As Mashmi could also do something with it. He could use it. Yeah. So, Mar says, no, being in Giza of Lekka. But you don't do a Giza. There's no thing, you don't shear it off over there. Rashi says, Noitzer, Rashi says, well, the chayiv do royal odom lebegodim noyim, but you can make clothing out of it. Now, the goat's hair, you can make clothing from it. The Teretz Zizmor says, no, bein in Giza. Rashi says, v'hot lishu. What you do with the goat's hair is you just pull it off. You don't really shear it off. So it's not called Giza. So Mor says, let's see. Man shamalei, who holds this svara? Man shamalei, hai svara? Reb Yaisi. That's who Reb Yaisi svara. Rashi says, man shamalei ha svara, the Dorish listen to Kruah, the Chsiv Geiz. The Torah says, Geiz Soincho, it means only wool that you shear off, and not goat's hair that you pull off. So who holds that this Yidashin, the way the Tosis says it? That's Reb Yaisi. So Rav still says, I have moidi Reb Yaisi, the midi the Yurchei. But if this is the normal way of taking off the hair, let's say the hair of a goat, it's normal to pull it off, so that's also called the Giza. So again, it's a kasha, should be a mitzvah, Reishas Hageiz, on goat's hair. Yes. Rashi says, Moed Reb Yaisi, Mid the Yurchei, the Kivan the Yurchei, the Yizim, the Tlisha, Kigiza Domi. Since by goats it's normal to pull off the hair, that should also be considered a Maisa Geis, like we'll soon see. So, Luchura, so how do we know to say the goat's hair is potter? So it says rather, here, one second. So it's still by Kashak, how do you know that by the hair of Izim, you're potter for the Mitzvah Rishis Ageis? So it says rather, Elu rather, could be Yomer Bishur Belevi. That the Pasuk says, Lamrid Lashoris, the Mitzdover Haroyu Lashiris. It has to be something that's fit to do the Avodah with, which means the Kohen has to have his begotten from it. And that's from wool. So Hochinam here also, Dover Roy Lashiris. It has to be something that's fit to do Shiris, do Avodah with, which means to have wool. Rashi says, Chabishur, the Levi, the Holy Common Person, Gaze, Yasomach, like Kivoy Bochar, Lamrid Lashoris, Dover Roy Lashiris, Lepchelis, the Big Day Shoris, Rosim Semebi. It has to be wool. So here's something enough from here. It has to be only from wool. So the mitzvah rachis again is only on wool and not on goat's hair. So Noah says, if so, well, a giza giza l'mayos. What do we need a shofar for then? Giza giza. What do we have a shofar for then? From rachis hagez, so it says in the gaze, tifsei yishchamim, from the prophet and Eve. So the Noah says, that we still need, look at the tone of the Rebbe Yishmael. The tone of the Rebbe Yishmael. Chosin, if you have sheep, shetzimrum kosher. Let's say it's wool, is hard wool. So Lachar is Pturim Rishis Hageis, there's no Mitzvah Rishis Hageis. Why? Shinemar says a Pasuk in Iyov, when the Geis Kifsei is Chamim. Mashmi, you have to have soft wool that could warm you. So if you have hard, Rashi says, we're going to show you Mishuni Mishak Vosim. So it says, Yishchamim Lenikri Geis El Bachimim. That's to be soft, that's called the Bachimim. That's what we still need to Zer Shavar teachers. If you have hard wool, there's no Mitzvah Rishis Hageis. Yeah, Tony Chod, one price you will learn, goes as Eitzim, as Eitzim. If you shear off the wool, the hair off the goats, the shape of Esrachelim, let's say you have the sheep just walk through the river and the water pulls off its wool, so Potter, you Potter from Rashi again, because it's not called the Gzisa here, therefore you Potter. That's one price. So Tony, another price learns, no, how goes as Eitzim Potter. If you shear off the hair off the goats, it's like a Potter from the mitzvah. But the shayt of esrachelim chayiv. But if you let your sheep go through the water and it pulls it off, and that you chayiv, so it's a stira you chayiv or not. Yeah, one second. So I said the word lekasha lo stira. Tell you, ho rabbon of Rav Yosi. One goes according to rabbon and sheep yitaka yipot in both cases, and one goes according to Rav Yosi. The according to Rav Yosi, even though you didn't shear off the wool, but since it's a derech that way for the wool to come off and it goes through the river, that's also considered like a gziza. So according to Rav Yosi, you'll still be chayiv in reishas hageis. The Tanya learned like this, Leket Kitzircha, the Pasuk says, V'loy Leket Kituf, is the mitzvah of Leket, leave over for the Aniyim, is only if you were cutting off the wheat, and then some fell, she's supposed to leave it there. But if you're pulling off the wheat, Kituf, on that there's no mitzvah of Leket. If it falls down, you have a right to pick it up and keep it. There's no mitzvah on Kituf. Yeah. Rabbi Yaisi Yemer, that leket is only something comes through cutting down. Yeah, so the Chur is saying the same thing. For the Gemara Kasha, for the Rabbi Yosi Hanatana Kama, the Chur, they're both saying the same thing. That you only chayiv in leket is something that you cut down. And if it just pulled it off, you're not chayiv in leket. So Gemara says like this, Kulu Rabbi Yosi. Now the whole price goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Vokik Tone, this is what it means to say. Sherebi Yosi Omer. Ein leket el habo machmas ketzir. Leket is only something that comes machmas ketzir. Yeah. You see. So Rashi learns for ketes. Hod Rashi says before, hod iktoni, that shaytif is pot. Not like I said. That day we said that shaytif, if it just walks through the river and it comes off your pot, that's rabiyasiyu. The dag lichin the crow. And it says Lashon of here, leket ketzircha. Ketzircha means dafka through a ketzira, and then I could just pull it off. So by us also, when the pasuk says Rashi's gaze tzincha, it has to be gaze that you shear it off. And if the wool comes off by itself, you go through the river and the water just pulls off the wool, even though it's wool coming off, you'd be part of the mitzvah of Rashi's gaze. That's according to Rabbi Yosi. But the pasuk says here, gaze means you shear it off, and not if it just comes off by itself. Yeah. That's the same thing. He says, but leket here, it has to only be through cutting and not of it just pull it off. Oh, Malay Rav Acha, parade the Rav Ravashi, Moy the Rav Yosef, Yosef agrees, Dovamidi the Yorchei, if that's the normal way of doing it, that would be called a leket. And that'll be, it'll be Moy the Yechayiv and leket. Russians could grind with solemn. Let's say you have onions, the shumin, a garlic, The kiddush lehem zel ketirin. The normal way to pick off an onion and garlic is by pulling it off, not by cutting it. So he agrees that's called leka, that you be chayiv. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, ketzir, it says, ein liyela ketzir, only if you cut down your wheat, that you chayiv and lekit. Oiker, if you pull it out, minayin, tamalayim aliktzor, says the word liktzor. Yeah. Toilish, minayin, if you pull it out, tamalayim abakutzrecho, it says. So you see what? That he's marbed these things. So I, before we said, has to be kederach. The Teretz says, if it's a normal way to do it this way, you'd also be chayiv. But if it's not a normal way, then the family, then you'd be potter. So Rabbi Yosi agrees, though, if it's an urche, to like onions, to pick them off, so they'll also be chayiv and lekit. Oh, Malay Rabbi Ravashi, afanan namitinin, we also learn like this. It says, milivnois, milavnois, bitzolim, shebein hayerik. Where someone is picking out malavnos, Rashi says shurois sheben yerek liyerek. You have like in between rows of vegetables. So malavnos pitzolim, you have onions growing between the yerek. So b'yaisiyim mepeya. B'yaisis is mepeya. We call achad v'yechad. Each part is called like a field by itself. It's like cut off. There's like onions in between. So it makes each portion for its own field. You have to pay each one separately. V'chomayim reno miyachas halakol. Take off one from everything. Rashi says, "Pei minam lavin sheyerek shebeim lavin lavin hesek lepei lidei the yerek ainu bechalal peya chutz min hashumim v'tzolim." Yes, what's the right for us over here? The Torah says, "Ketani mi ato Rabbi Yosi the b'tzolim chiyavim bepeya v'yafagav v'yena koytsim maga." That's the right. It says here what the b'tzolim onions are mechuyvim peya, even though it's not a derech to cut down the onions. Alma moedu b'midu d'yurche. That even though pay is also mashma something to do with ketzira, but that's only if it's a derech to cut it down with a knife, with a sword. But if a derech is to pick it out, that's also considered a ketzircha. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi agreed there's a mitzvah paya even on b'tzolim also. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says the kamu meruba. How many sheep do you have to have to shear off to mechayev and reish of the gates? So bishloim alabei shamai tati nami yikrut zayin. Two is called tzayin. It's good that two is enough. Ela beisilu, my timer. What do you have to have five for? What's the reason of beisilu? You have to have five tzayin. Somer says, Amar Rav Kana, Amar Kod, the Pasuk says, Asuyes, she asuyes, yeah. Asuyes means shoyseis. Beis mitzvah, you do two mitzvahs with them. Reisha sageis, umatonis. And you do two mitzvahs with them. Reisha sageis, and the matonis. Rashi says what? Chomis tzoyin asuyis, listen to Yisrael Kedorish. Hay asuyis, shoyses shtei mitzvahs, reishes geizu matonis. Yichol kamad lehevi chomish, lehevi nugu buhu, elechod de matonis lechodayu. Smash of nispos the case is, when you have five tzoyin, that's when you do two mitzvahs. That's when there's a mitzvah of reishes geizu and matonis. But if you have less than five, then there's only one mitzvah, just matonis and not reishes geizu. Smur says, Eimu, why don't I say, Bechoyru o Matonis? That Bechoyru Chodo, Eimu what Bechoyru o Matonis, that's what's talking about. Yeah. Smur says, Bechoyru Chod, Milo Mechaiva, how could that be? Avada Bechoyru Chaiva, one also. Vasha Korchoch. He told Rachmona Bechomish Reishas Agesu. It has to be told in Reishas Agesu. Can we told in Bechor? Bechor has nothing to do with five. Each one that gives birth, the first one, Avad, is called the Bechor. So it can't be five by Bechor. It has to only be with Reishas Agesu. Ma Bechor Chod Milo Mechayvay. We're going to Taimich. Matonis Chod Milo Mechayvay. Same thing by Matonis also. When you shecht any animal, a single animal, you have a chiyuv to give off the Zerah L'chayim Kaiva. Elom Ravashi. Asuyis means Shemasei says Balehim. It makes the owner of the Womla says to him, Kumasei mitzvah. Come and do a mitzvah. That's what we say. This sign like tells you to do a mitzvah. Rashi says, Le mitzvah chadosha. Shlehoye mitzvah olo bepochas mikan. Means when you have five, then it like tells you to do one special mitzvah. So what is that? It can't be Bechor, it can't be Matonis. So Luma, it's Rashi says, when you have five, now it tells the owner, come and do a special mitzvah. Whereas the Mishnah brought down a pasuk of five tzoyin. Yeah. So the Ashim know Asuyas. Yeah. The Mishnah said already, that's the pasuk. So just ask him, what's the lashon of asuyas? The saying asuyas now, like tells the yoni, get up and do a mitzvah that you have now. Yeah. Now I'll say, come as a mitzvah. Tanya, the Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosi Yomer, Mishum Aviv, that arba four is enough to have four sheep, and then you have registration. Then it says, for yarba tzoyin, tachas aser. So mash mitzoyin is four, when you have four, it's called tzoyin. Tanyama Rebbe, El Mole Divrayim Divrei Torah, the Divrei Beribi Kabbalah. If it would have been their words, it would have been Divrei Torah. And the words of like my Rebbe would be the Kabbalah, Anan Divrei Beribi Shaymin. I would still listen to what my Rebbe says, it should be five. For Kolshchen and for sure, Shed Divrayim Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Beribi Divrei Torah. And for sure that, like what my Rebbe says five, that's called Divrei Torah. Rashi says, Divrei Beribi means Shoye Godol B'Dor, was a Godol Ador. The Kaim Olon, Reb Yois Namukimai. Sanan Divrei Beribi Shaymin, Ksadav Vnei Shumachriya. Torah Moshe Rashi Tukorah Torah Lefish, and Nitnu Torah L'Doros. V'shar Neviyim, V'koriyah L'Kabola, Shkibbul Meruch HaKodesh. If you have a question, listen to the Torah, or to the Neviyim, you go back to the Torah. Yeah. But he says, Koshchei now, Shed Divrayim, Divrei Kabola, but Divrei Beribi is Divrei Torah. That he's dashing the pasuk the yar, but so in tachas aser. It says this is the pasuk in Shemais. So he says more mistarva to say what Tanya Dvei Bishmuel Rabbi Yosi Yomer Mishumaviv. It's more mistarva listen to Rabbi Yosi because he's dashing now this pasuk in Shemais. That's Divrei Torah. Yeah. I the Gemara says I the Omer Ma we learned Einach Rosh Shlishis Machras. Our third das cannot be Machriya. Like here you have Beisilu saying 2, Beishami says 2, Beisilu says 5, and now you have a lach and a 4. Sai ain hachroa shlishas machras, or third sheet is not machras, so why do you say pas like him? Omer Reb Yechanon, nefnei shemua omro, nefichag eschayim alachai.